Boo. Did I scare you? No? Well, maybe next time. It's spooky season here on the Garbage Bear Podcast, and the only thing scarier than watching Halloween reruns is the amount of strokes I took the last golf game. Ouch. It was not good. But hey, you know what? That's golf, I suppose. Glad to have you all back listening. All, I guess, I don't know, probably just one or two of you, but hey, that's okay. We've got no sponsors today, so you don't even have to skip ahead. Because that's how it works. Totally not because I'm not popular at all or anything. But so let's recap. I played, I think, two rounds of golf within the past couple weeks. Yes. No, three rounds. I can't remember if I talked about it, but so I played at Transcona and actually had a gift certificate there, so we got to play that for free. Worst game mentally I've ever played, but I shot 113, so I know, crazy, right? I don't know how it happens, but hey, whatever, I'm not gonna complain. Where else did I go? Oh, I went to Lorette. Lorette's a pretty good course, actually. Only 9 holes, but we played 18, so we just repeated. It was really nice because actually we were the only ones there, so it was just super quiet out in the country. Came to about $52, which was actually quite a bit, but whatever, it is what it is. That was with a cart. The course itself, very straight. Trees on either sides, usually for most of the holes. And then yeah, I can't remember what I shot on that. I don't think I kept score. I was testing out my new Kirkland signature wedges that I got, and let me tell you, probably the best purchase I've made so far. I'm find that I'm doing very well with the 60. Of course, compared to the 9, which what I was using before for everything. So that works. Those work really well. The only thing, and I'm just gonna say this for all my clubs, is that I think I gotta go up a size for my grips, because right now I've just got standard grips, and I mean, it works, but I'm like, I've got long fingers. Alien, like some would say, actually. So I'm definitely touching my palm while holding the grips, and I don't exactly know if that's, well, I don't think you should be doing that. So I need to head on over to my local golf town one of these days and then just figure out what size grips I am. What feels good, and then you know what? I'm just gonna order the grips off of Amazon because it's cheaper. I'm not gonna spend like $30 on a grip when I can get 30 for 12. Like, come on. You gotta work smarter, not harder, people. So, yeah. Besides the grips, the Kirkland wedges, great. They feel great. They're the perfect weight, and I was doing really well with them, I found actually. So, pardon me, Lorette Golf Course. First time I tried the wedges, and yeah, I thought they worked really, really well. I was quite a fan of the golf course, actually. It was really nice. Obviously, in the fall time, though, it's harder to find the ball, so I did lose a couple balls just in the leaves, though. Like I didn't hit it crazy into the bush and then not find any, but yeah, I would say like if you're a beginner, the course is both challenging and like it should be easy. Like it's just straight. You can see every single hole. There shouldn't be any reason why you can't like at least par it, right? But of course, 'cause I'm a beginner, I, you know, bogey, triple bogey it. Sort of thing, but I would definitely go back to that course and practice. I think that's the definitely the course that is one of the more fun ones for a beginner. And even I guess if you're advanced too, because it really makes you work on hitting straight. 'Cause not one hole has a turn to it at all, if I recall correctly. So So yeah, so I played there on that would have been Tuesday of this week, and lo and behold, unbeknownst to me, I forgot my one of my new Kirkland wedges there. I guess I was on the ninth hole, the last hole there, and I used the wedge up onto the green, and then I put it down, and I went to go putt. I putt, after probably a three putt, I can't remember, and yeah, I forgot it on the green, so I went to go play golf on Thursday at Kingswood in LaSalle, Manitoba, and I open up my clubs because I have a cover for them, for the whole bag, pardon me, and where's my 56? Where's my sand wedge? I can't find it. Just killed my whole mood mentally. I was just sad because I know it's only like $160, but still, like those were nice clubs, and I don't want to have to spend another $160. Like I'm trying to get this, trying to play golf for as cheap as possible here, you know? So was pretty upset about that. But anyways, I ended up calling today, and someone had actually found it and brought it in, so I'm really happy I raced over there, grabbed it, and yeah, whoever found that, I appreciate you not taking it and trying to sell it online, because that would have sucked, because then I would have just used it for one day, and it's like, oh yeah, by the way, I lost it, but that's just my luck. So anyways, Kingswood, like I said, in LaSalle, Manitoba, two people ended up using the Golf Now app. And by the way, if you haven't heard of this app, I highly recommend it. You get a ton of deals, because how it works is that you input the area that you are in, and then you can increase the radius. And so what happens is that courses have these hot deals, usually every day, if not every other day. And at certain times during the day where it's a much better deal than the regular price. So for example, there's been a couple times I've gone to some courses and it's regular, $53 to walk, but then the deal is 40 or $38 with a cart. So to me, that just makes a huge money saver in the long run, because I don't really feel like spending like 50, 60, or even $70 just to walk or use a cart. I would prefer walking. Like I don't need a cart, but if I can get a cart for $20 less, then sure, why not, right? So anyway, so I the Kingswood had a sale on because it's pretty much end of season here. So Kingswood had a sale. It was $34 for 18 holes with a cart. And then, so I go to pay, and it's like maybe $70 for two people after like fees and whatnot. And then at the bottom, it said something about like a fall, take an extra $10 for a fall time special. So I'm like, well, yeah, obviously I'm going to. So I hit that button, then I get another $10 off. So I ended up only paying like $32 or something for 18 holes with a cart at Kingswood, which I would say is a pretty good price. So yeah, so we go there, and I had heard that Kingswood is a pretty long course, and you definitely couldn't walk it. Well, I mean, I guess you could, but it's a super long course. They have like a par five is 500 yards, just over 500 yards, so it's quite a big course. So I would say, for the price, I was happy playing it. The course mentally just drained me. It was just par four is at like 450, 460 even, if I recall correctly. I might be wrong, but it's just so long and tons of like there's a river that runs through a bunch of the par threes and stuff. So it's like you're hitting like 200 yards, but then the river's at like 180 yards. So you're like, oh, well, I'm not very good. So what do I do? So at one point I ended up just, I think I was like still 200 yards out. So I just, we were down kind of near the riverbank there. So I ended up just teeing up with my driver just to hit the ball far because I was just so tired of it. I can't even tell you what I got. It must have been like, it would have had to be over 120, but there was wind and yeah, I was just so exhausted. But I've got a nice video coming out for the 18th hole there. So I'll get that done and then upload it to YouTube and Instagram there. But so the course, I want to talk about the course a little bit here because so this was my friend and I, it was our first time playing at it. So like I said, we had heard that it was a long course, but the way that it was laid out, I really don't feel like that was the best way, because what ends up happening is that, like, say, I don't know, hypothetically, like you're on the 10th hole, so then you drive with your cart, over a bridge, and like 30 seconds later, 40 seconds later, you're at the 11th hole, but then you have to come back the way you went to go to the 12th hole. It just didn't, it didn't, what's the word? Like, didn't roll very well, I guess. Like it could have been laid out better. And I'm sure there's a reason why, like, they did it, because there's houses all around and they're really nice houses. So I'm assuming that, the houses, the land was slated for, to be turned into residential area. So they couldn't build a 12th hole near the 11th or something, but I don't know. You're in a bunch of trees and stuff, and it looks really nice. And at this time of the year, it was great because there was no mosquitoes, but there is a ton of water at this course. So I could only imagine during the summertime, it would just suck with the mosquitoes. So I'm happy that I played it now. But again, like there's tons of leaves and stuff. I lost, I don't know how many balls in the leaves. And they weren't even bad shots. I mean, there was one where I think I sunk the ball three times in the water, but I was driving it and I think I was hitting like 220, 230, but the wind was just taking it. Otherwise, if there was no wind, I would have completely passed that pond, massive pond, by the way, and it would have been looking good. It would have been like probably middle of the fairway, but instead the wind takes it, whatever. So, yeah. I would recommend people try out that course for sure. Like I said, it is very long. I don't even think that I would go back for sure, but I would definitely want to be maybe a lower, certainly a lower handicap than what I am, and be able to hit the ball better and farther before going back, because you just, I don't know, you just get defeated by the end of it when it's a par five and then you're on like 9 or 8 or 9 strokes already because it's just so far and the ball just isn't going the way that you want it to. But I digress. It was nice. It was honestly, it was probably the nicest course I've been to. It's just, it was so long and we had to figure out the layout of it. Like we weren't sure which way to go a couple times. Then we had to double back and stuff. That's the kind of thing where like you play it a couple times and you know exactly where you're going. In terms of walking it, like I said, I don't even know if you can walk it. Like, I mean, sure you could, but you would be walking like it would take you probably close to 4 or 5 minutes to walk from each hole. Like it's so long, some of the paths to get to one of the holes. It's, I don't know, it's just nuts. So, like I said, I would give that course from how I played it, or sorry, like based on everything, looks, Okay, let's do it like this. Looks out of 10, 8 out of 10. Really nice course, I found. The greens sucked. You know, they were like half sand and half grass. I don't know what was going on there, and you'll be able to see that in my video that I took. It was like it looked like a giant waffle essentially with all the holes. It was, I don't know what was going on there. And that's honestly what stopping it from getting like a 9 or a 10. Cost, I mean, I got a great deal on it, so I would say it's a 10. But I think it's one of the, it's probably a bit more expensive. I want to say it's probably around 60 or $70 to play normally. So, like I said, I was very happy with the cost factor for what I played. But for what like a normal cost would be, I'd say it's probably on par given how long the course is and stuff. Like you would definitely get your money's worth out of it. Oh, there was no cart girl. And I was kind of upset about that because I really wanted like a Diet Coke or Diet Pepsi. No cart girl. But I mean like again, that course is so big that you'd probably see her like once and then you just wouldn't see her again. So, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, let's see. Probably do like a six in terms of like snacks and whatnot. I mean, 'cause they did offer snacks there at the pro shop, and it looked like they had a nice restaurant. But oh, like, so we were supposed to tee off at just past 11, but I guess there was a frost delay, so we didn't get to tee off till like 12:30 maybe. So that was too bad. And of course, like LaSalle, even though there's tons of upscale houses and stuff, it's still like a small town. So nothing was open before 11. The only thing that was open was the Subway. So I ended up getting a 6-inch cold cut combo, white cheddar, all the veggies, mayo, which the guy like gave me a cup of mayo. I didn't need that. But you know, I had to get the calories in because it was such a big course, I guess. So, not bad. And I tr did the Italian herb and cheese. I tried the Tex-Mex bread the other day. Sorry, this is a huge side note here, but I tried the Tex-Mex bread the other day from Subway that just came out. Terrible. Like, no, I would not recommend it at all. Like, it almost had like this olive type taste to it, and it tastes like a smoky bean, Uncle Ben's rice. Just, I don't know. Like, maybe it'd be good with the sub that they recommended to get with it, but no. I was not a fan. But I did have the breakfast sub on it, so maybe that was it. I don't know. But I don't think I'll get that again either. I don't know what happened to their what was it, like the honey and oat or something? That one was good. Why did they take that away and replace it with this terrible Tex-Mex bread? Anyways, so had the sub. That took a while. The restaurant looks really nice. I mean, it all looks nice. It's just huge. It's almost like they, yeah, I don't know. Whatever. Anyways, I recommend it. Go check it out. It's like one of those things you got to do once. The go to Kingswood at least. I don't think I would get a membership there at this point, anyways, just because it's so. I would need to develop my skills a lot more before I actually looked at spending that amount of money for one that big, but it's definitely like I would say an intermediate course. Not like complete opposite of Lorette. Like Lorette was nothing compared to Kingswood. And then I think honestly if I went back to Lorette I would probably do much better after playing Kingswood. But I guess I should give a score to Lorette now. So I would give Lorette like a I'd say 7 out of 10, being, you know, also a nice course. Certainly not as nice at King as Kingswood, but the greens were better. So I don't know how that works. Very open in terms of how easy it is to play. I would say that's probably like an 8. It's 8 or 9. Like it's super easy. Again, it's just straight. So you really can't screw up unless you slice it all the time. Besides that, was it food? I got no car curl, but there's literally one guy working there. We pulled up and we were the only people there for 9 holes because it was a Tuesday afternoon. And they had just technically opened, I guess, because the frost had gone. So that was nice. Nice birds chirping and stuff. And yeah, obviously no drinks. I mean, I could have got at the pro shop, I guess, but it was just the one guy working and he had a broken arm. So, you know, he wasn't gonna come out and offer us drinks or something. Just sit there with his broken arm. And, yeah, what else? So playability, definitely a 9. You know, looks of it, I would say 6 or 7. It did look pretty nice still. And these reviews might change depending, you know, if I play it in the spring. I am looking, though, to get a membership next year. I really think that if I end up playing more, I'll do much better. And so I want to, my goals for next year, I guess I'll just lay them out real quick here. So I need to change the grips on all my clubs. I think I would do much better with that. I honestly think I might need to get a stiffer shaft for my Coates driver. I know it's a women's driver. And that, you know, women clubs have more flex to them because they don't hit as hard. But on a good day, I can hit the driver out to 250. But I honestly think that I would be able to hit it to 270, 280 consistently if I just had a stiffer shaft on there. So yeah, I think I'm a medium grips, hopefully. I got to go to Golf Town, check that out. Then the stiffer shaft. I'd like a new bag because mine's pretty old, and I want to get one that has an individual pocket, or sorry, an individual slot for every club. What else? I'm gonna keep the irons that I have now until I get to consistently under 90. Then I think I'll look at getting new clubs, but I don't think there's any point of getting a new club right now. And on that, I think the best way to get to 90 is, I think I am going to get some lessons either over the winter if possible, and mostly for my swing. I think I'm looking at some of the videos, like I definitely swing a little bit weird, and I think that might be just because I'm like so stiff. I definitely need to stretch out and loosen up a bit. But I want to get those lessons because, you know what, there's no point of trying to, you know, what's the difference if you get lessons or if you're self-taught? Because at the end of the day, I think the lessons are going to help me so much more than just getting self-taught and then having a terrible form for how many years and only being able to, you know, stay at a 90 if I want to actually become a scratch golfer or something like that. So I'm just going to spend the money and hold off on spending money on the irons and basically use the money that I would buy irons for and get a teacher. So yeah, do that and see where that goes. Like I said, I still love the game. It's certainly difficult when you're just hitting the ball and it's not doing what you want it to do and you thought that you were better because, you know, three or four games ago you're doing so much better, you think you would have improved, right? But well, that's golf, I guess. So yeah, I don't know. But the season's done. No more going on the course now. So my plan is to do sim golf once a month for sure, and then yeah, I'll take a look and see what the best options are for memberships if possible, and kind of pick some place, hoping to keep it under $1,200, and because I don't need like a, you know, I don't need to spend $2,500 at this point. It's not really about the how nice the course looks. It's just being able to go out and get my money's worth out of it and really practice and figure out what I'm doing there. And then once I get better, maybe I'll get a better get a membership to a better course. But at this point, I certainly don't need it. But like I said, so Sim Golf. And then I will continue to be posting social media, maybe do a couple reviews on clubs and stuff that I have, and throw that up on the YouTube. Sky's the limit. So these podcasts will probably just be once a month now, probably after I do the Sim Golf, so I could talk about what I did and stuff, where I went. But for the winter time, yeah, these podcasts I think are going to be once a month. So unfortunately, just I'm not able to get out and play as much golf. That's just kind of how it is. But definitely focus on getting a little bit more limber and hopefully getting that swing down properly. And we'll see where it goes. So. Yeah, I think that's going to be it for the podcast. So appreciate y'all listening for today. Hope you have a great rest of the month. Have a good Halloween. Eat some candy, and we'll see you next time. Cheers.